COSTEP and GIRAA Auto Cluster sign memorandum to strengthen cross-border manufacturing ties. Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business, COSTEP, Council for South Texas Economic Progress, and the GIRAA Auto Cluster of Aguascalientes signed a Memorandum of Understanding on January 21, 2026, marking a formal commitment to strengthen cross-border collaboration in manufacturing, automotive, and aerospace industries. The agreement was signed during a two-day visit to the Rio South Texas region that brought together Mexican industry representatives, regional economic development organizations, and local officials to explore investment and partnership opportunities. The visit, held January 20 and 21, focused on introducing the GIRAA delegation to the region's infrastructure, workforce, logistics assets, and economic development ecosystem. It marked the first formal engagement between COSTEP and a Mexican industry cluster, representing a significant step toward long-term binational cooperation. The delegation included representatives from the GIRAA Auto Cluster, several manufacturing companies based in Aguascalientes, and regional economic development partners. According to COSTEP, the goal of the visit was to showcase Rio South Texas as a competitive location for manufacturing investment and to strengthen ties between industry leaders on both sides of the border. Activities on Monday took place at the Port of Brownsville, where the delegation received presentations from port officials, Greater Brownsville Incentive Corporation, Harlingen EDC, and Cameron County Economic Development. The group participated in a driving tour of port facilities and surrounding industrial areas, and received briefings on manufacturing operations, aerospace activity, and transportation infrastructure. The visit also included a guided tour of SpaceX facilities. Adam Gonzalez, Chief Executive Officer of COSTEP, said the visit provided the delegation with important first-hand exposure. "Some of them had never been here," Gonzalez said. "They were amazed at what we have, the opportunities they see, and the demographics of the region." On Tuesday, the delegation traveled to McAllen for meetings focused on investment readiness and long-term collaboration. The agenda included regional presentations from Weslaco EDC, Edinburgh EDC, and McAllen EDC, the formal signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, and briefings on automotive and aerospace trends, tariffs, foreign trade zones, and the process of establishing businesses in the United States. Gonzalez said education was a major theme throughout the visit. "A lot of companies set up operations without fully understanding the legal and structural requirements," he said. "We want to make sure they understand how to do it the right way, so they don't make costly mistakes." The GIRAA delegation included representatives from three manufacturing companies currently operating in Aguascalientes. According to COSTEP, those companies are actively exploring opportunities in Rio South Texas, drawn by the region's logistics network, workforce availability, and access to international trade routes. COSTEP's current strategy focuses on building a manufacturing pre-cluster in key sectors, including automotive, aerospace, medical devices, electronics, and energy-related manufacturing. Gonzalez said the visit represented an important step in advancing that strategy. "Our role is to connect these companies with the local ecosystem," he said. "We bring them here, and then our economic development partners help show them what the region can offer." Throughout the visit, COSTEP emphasized the importance of foreign trade zones, immigration guidance, and regulatory compliance as key considerations for international investors. Gonzalez noted that providing this information early helps companies make informed decisions and improves the likelihood of successful investment. COSTEP works in coordination with cities, counties, economic development corporations, educational institutions, and industry partners to promote the Rio South Texas region as a unified economic region. The organization's efforts span from Brownsville to Laredo and leverage the manufacturing strength of neighboring regions in northern Mexico. Gonzalez said the regional manufacturing report is close to completion and will serve as an important tool for attracting new investment. "This information has not existed in this form before," he said. "It will help us clearly show what we have and how we can compete, in order to continue to raise the socioeconomic level of the entire region."